The famine drove them from the land. And so Naomi's husband moved his family to Moab. Naomi's husband had passed on, and her two sons had married women from this foreign land. And later on, her sons had died as well, leaving Naomi with her daughters-in-law. And she said, girls, you must go home. It's not too late for you to find new husbands, start your families. But Ruth just would not let her go. She fell on her face and she cried out to Naomi, where you go, I'll go. Where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people now, and your God is my God too. Where you die, I'll die, and I'll be buried there. May God deal with me as harsh as need be if ever I leave your side. Girl in white, a boy in tails, promising each other that their love will last forever. A candle lit and rings exchanged, blessings in abundance and a kiss to start a lifetime. And as the glass is broken underfoot, tears of sadness fall with tears of joy. Beneath a canopy of white, the two are covered by the love and prayers of family. They look into each other's eyes, and in unspoken words their love renews a covenant. Where you go, I'll go. Where you is my God too. Where you die, I'll die, and I'll be buried there. May God deal with me as harsh as need be if ever I leave your side. The seasons change, but not the story. A stranger joins with people that they did not know before. Like Ruth, would never leave Naomi, though she could have gone her way. She blessed her to the core. a people scattered to the winds, crying out for God to bring them home again. Another people grafted in, adopted sons and daughters of the God of Israel. After 2,000 years, our veils are removed, as Jew and Gentile are united in the truth. We celebrate the law of God, revealed within it is the coming of Messiah. And by the Spirit of the Lord, all who are joined with Israel sing to this promise.
Israel.